right, Maxwell has Melody's bottom of the hour slot this Monday morning. It's the bigger name rule, Melody. I'm sorry. Melody is president of Arrow Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. And every Monday morning at the bottom of the hour, it's Melody Hobson and Money Mondays. Good morning. How was your Thanksgiving? Everything good?
All good. How about you?
All right. All right. All right. So, all right, here we are. It's time for holiday shopping, and it's time for Melody's report on shopping fraud.
That's what I was going to say. Tis the season for fraud and scammers.
Okay,
This is an annual conversation we have because every year there seem to be new scams that take advantage of well-meaning people trying to just buy their Christmas gifts and look after their loved ones, which is just so antithetical, obviously, to the holiday.
Okay, okay. What's the latest and the greatest scam going on right now?
So there are two. The first one is fake apps. So a lot of popular shopping sites, as you know, have developed apps for mobile devices. They've skyrocketed. Many, many retailers have them. So scammers are building apps designed to trick us into believing we're on a company's official app, or to tempt us to use them with promises or discounts. But these apps are fake, and what they do is they contain malware oftentimes. So you enter personal or financial information, or they require you to enter a password. Most people use the same password for their accounts, and they've got you.
So how do we know? How do we know it's a fake app?
So this one, it gets hard, but the first thing you want to do before you download any app, you go to the retailer's official website and see if they promote the app. So you just don't download something that is emailed to you or that you find online. And the second thing you want to do, you want to read reviews of the apps. If you don't see any reviews, do not download it. You also, one of the major ways you can tell an app is fake, because many of these people who do these apps are foreigners, they have spelling or grammatical errors.
Oh,
they're riddled with
a lot of bad
so
spelling.
That will tell you are not dealing with a reputable app. And just remember, they steal your credit card information. They'll ask for things like permission to access your photos. They'll ask for contacts or locations or social media profiles. No normal shopping app would ask you for any of these information. So if you start to see these kind of requests, you know you're not looking at something that's on the up and up.
Okay.
The second big one, fake receipts.
Fake receipts?
Yes, shipping emails. So what they do is they realize people are doing so much shopping, especially online, that maybe you aren't keeping track of your receipts. So they'll email you a fake receipt or a fake shipping email, and the goal is for you to download or click on that. And once again, they can put malware in your computer or phone. So if you don't recognize the sender or the address does not look official for a receipt, do not open it. Mm. And what you can generally do is hover your over the sender with your cursor to see this information. It'll tell you the email address, et cetera. That might give you a sense if it's a fake receipt or a fake email related to shipping. Mm. Also look out for fake gift cards and fake charities. So charity that emails you asking for a donation, I would not click on it. If you've never heard of the charity before, I would not click on that email. These are just major, major signs of bad news. You just don't want to do that.
Mm, okay. Fake apps, fake receipts, or shipping emails, and fake charities.
Right. And remember, if you get caught and you feel like you have been scammed, you want to put a hold on your bank and credit card accounts immediately. You want to file a police report because you'll probably need that for the bank. You want to do a fraud alert with the credit bureaus, asking for a security freeze. That makes it impossible for anyone to go and open up accounts using your name or credit or social security number or any other information.
Sip, have you ever been approached?
I'm getting things on my phone, Melody, from a lot of companies that are obviously selling knockoffs. And I'm wondering, how do I stop it? Because I declined the invitation to be, to buy any of this stuff. Obviously, I say, as I'm sure officials are listening. How do I stop this?
Well, you can always ban, black out an email that you've gotten that you don't want to receive again on your computer. And phone. That's pretty easy to do. But you can't, it's hard to know the new ones that will come.
Yeah, and they do keep coming.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe your spam filter, you may need something more robust. But this is definitely, they are, where there's an open window, they'll find it. A crack, they'll find, they are
any
relentless.
Opening,
And I get tons of these things.
And more about this on blackamericaweb.com.
Yeah.
Money Mondays, Melody Hobson.
Wow. Happy holidays, everybody.